Last fall, a grieving family was hoping a bill requiring first-time DUI offenders in Ohio to use an ignition interlock device in their vehicle in honor of their daughter. The legislation will be called Annie's Law for a 36-year-old woman named Anna Rooney of Chillicothe, Ohio, who was killed in July of 2013 by a drunk driver who had been arrested 3 times, with 1 conviction for DUI and 2 plea deals for lesser charges. I interviewed Dr. Richard Rooney, Annie's dad, and he tells us why Annie's Law is still on hold.
And we thought the chairman of the Judiciary Committee had held a big conference for all interested parties to negotiate and make sure that everybody was in agreement, and they had a representative there. And she was not truthful in the conference. And there were lots of discussions, and we thought at the end of the meeting everybody was in agreement. And the representative of the Ohio Judicial Conference, apparently with the, but she just wasn't truthful. And as it turns out, the Ohio Judicial Conference then constructed a letter without bothering to tell us, and waited till 8 hours before the committee was to meet, that they were opposed. And they wouldn't tell us why they were opposed, but they were opposed. And then the official judicial committee from the House representatives, members who had all committed, like we had a 12-2 majority lined up, they froze and got very scared. And because the election was coming up and they were afraid of this Ohio Judicial Conference. And so they elected not to take it out or vote on it. And so they rolled it into this year. And we are beginning to organize and get, we're beginning to have meetings in the next, well, there have been a lot of meetings so far in Columbus, and further negotiations to try and satisfy everybody.
House Bill 469 will make it mandatory for first-time offenders to install ignition interlocks. A driver must blow a blood alcohol level less than 0.025 to turn the ignition. The driver gets 3 attempts before the ignition locks. The Rooneys are still pushing for Annie's Law to be passed during the next General Assembly. I'm Asia Phillips for Kent Wired.